As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And once again, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Wednesday, August the 31st, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming to you live Monday through Friday as we do here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, well, at least news, hard facts, certainly that, workable solutions, when we can find them and where we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you are most certainly in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular of all things and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark BecomeVocalLocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your time, our dime. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send in your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email, as so many do, at bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. That's snail mail address one more time. P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647, the postal zip zone. A big shout out to Liberty Radio at Owensville, Missouri, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com, all carrying the broadcast to their audiences this morning. We thank you for doing so. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. Precious metals steady, holding early gains. Economic news remains bleak. Solar M&A, boomers hand off to Generation X, Libyan bagmen rise up. That's all in the news basket for today. We'll talk about the United Nations, the future of cities, the lure of empire, the new world of Henry St. Simon, physiology and sociology classes. We'll go to all those places, too. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, but an hour ago. Wow, an hour ago already. Gold was off $4.70 at $1,830.40 a troy ounce. Can't complain about that. There's your good news. Silver up 42 cents at $41.77 a troy ounce. Platinum off $2 at $1,849. Palladium up $11 at $784. All things looking mighty good in the metals market this morning. The lows and highs in the gold spot market, $1,819.30 for a low, $1,840.40 for a high, about a $20 spread laying in there. But $1,830.40, your gold was up year to year, $582.70 an ounce for a 46.70% return on your investment, and it's stabilizing, by the way. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London, the LBMA, they ran up their little flags and dinged the bell. They set the price this morning at $1,826. We're just above that as of showtime here. The SPDR gold shares overnight, they added 1.51 metric tons back into their electronic treasure chest, valued on State Street at $72 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 21 on, I don't know what kind of news. I didn't hear anything special. Did you? Closed up 21 at 11,560. The NASDAQ closed up 14 at 2576. And the S&P 500 closing up 3 at 1,213. Folks, we'll be right back after these few words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right here on our Wednesday, August the 31st, 2011, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local, getting underway for our two-hour extravaganza one more time. Again, my name is William Roberts. Let's go back in and look at those market reports one more time. Good news for gold bugs this morning. Gold is off $4.70, yet hanging in there in the mid-range at $1,830.40 an ounce. Silver up 42 cents at $41.77. Platinum off $2 at $18.49. And palladium up 11 bucks. All things considered, the precious metals markets looked pretty good today. Again, the Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 21 at 11,560. For all those people out there that are willing to bet everything they got on the stocks. The NASDAQ up 14 at 2,576. The S&P 500 up 3, closing out at 1,213. This morning, crude oil is up off 45 cents at $88.45 a barrel as it continues to creep back towards 100. It's got the crude creep going for it. The U.S. dollar index this morning off 5 basis points at 73.92, a slightly weaker U.S. dollar. You can find out all about that USDX. It's a trade-weighted basket of currencies, you know, little Timmy's basket. Well, we got a basket of currencies here, too, in our North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement, where we find this morning the Canadian loonie up 20 basis points at $1.02, the Mexican peso up strongly up 67 basis points, and now, well, within a taco shell of 8 cents. That's right. You can buy Mexican pesos this morning at 12.4375 pesos per dollar. They're on sale. The euro this morning off 3 basis points at $1.44. The British pound off 1 basis point, virtually unchanged at $1.63. And that Swiss franc, making headline news, up 219 basis points. The Swiss bankers just can't hold it down at $1.25 as everybody floods into the Swiss franc and gold for safe haven. In the bond market this morning, 2-year yields is 0.19%. That's the U.S. Treasury's bonded indebtedness. The 10-year yield, the benchmark at 2.14%, and the 30 at 3.50. Again, continuing this very weak interest return on your investment in the bond market. The mortgage market this morning, reflecting that weakness in the bonds, moving down from 3.58% a month ago. The 15-year fixed rate national average mortgage goes down to 3.42 this morning, giveaway mortgage prices. The 30-year moves down from 4.47% to 4.28%, and of course we'll have more on that in a moment. The prime rate set at 3.25%. Your gold to silver ratio this morning, it'll take you 43.82 ounces of silver to buy 1 ounce of gold. Let's go over here, scroll over to this guy, pick up that guy, and look at the economic calendar. This morning off the EconoDay website, Wednesday, August 31st, the MBA purchase apps are out. We'll talk about it in a moment. The Challenger job cut report is out. We'll get there as well. The ADP employment report is out. We'll go there. Chicago PMI factory orders tomorrow. We're going to start off the morning with the motor vehicle sales. We'll see whether or not anybody can afford to buy a car other than the government or the fleet vehicles. In America, jobless claims will be out early in the morning, too. Productivity and costs will end up the week with the employment situation on Friday. Things are just not exactly looking really swell. I can say that with all certainty. I don't know whether this is going to be anything other than a consensus or that'll be anything other than a consensus, but we'll pick those and go there. Here we go. The MBA purchase applications. Now, this is when you've spent your time with the realtor. You've gone around and you've looked at properties. Now you've bent over the kitchen counter and you've written out a purchase and sale agreement. Now you find yourself in the bank. Okay, mortgage bankers purchase applications. You're filling out an application. You're applying something to yourself. You're applying that debt to your life with your signature. Anyway, people do that in this world. Rates, they say, are coming down. But points paid are going up. We talk about that all the time. Points and origination fee. You got the mortgage rate, and then you got your points and origination fee on top of it. And finally, I guess EconoDay's become vocal local listener. They've started to add points and origination fees in their reports. Rates are coming down, but the points paid are going up, which the Mortgage Bankers Association says is pulling down the volume of refi of applications, which fell 12.2% in the August 26 week. People went fishing. Maybe they went boating. I don't know, but they're not in the bank. A plus is that the purchase index ended 3 weeks of heavy decline, though with only a mild 0.9% gain. So it's still down if you do averaging. Rates are near 10-month lows at 4.32% for a 30-year low, for a 7-basis-point decline this week. Points for a 30-year loan increased to 1.30 from 0.88, including the origination fee for 80% loan-to-value ratio loans. 80% loan-to-value ratio loans. So you go out there, you're going to get a $100,000 loan. You're going to have to pony up $20,000. Now, most people can't do that unless they're coming in, bringing in their equity from the previous home. But, of course, if that home was foreclosed out from underneath them, they don't have that money, and so fewer and fewer people sign up for those loans. Let's jump over here and look at the Chicago PMI. Chicago PMI, of course, the Institute of Supply Management in Chicago, compiles a survey and a composite diffusion index of business conditions in the Chicagoland area. All right. The survey is conducted by Kingsbury International Limited and so on and so forth. Anyhow, business slowed in the Chicago area this month. I guess they don't like old Rahm Emanuel and he's a North American station chief for the Mossad, isn't he? Business slowed in the Chicago area this month, but not very much, with the purchasers index coming in at 56.5, down only 2.3 points from July. August rate is comfortably over 50, which indicates solid growth in the area's economy. All right, so things are perking along, I guess, okay, in Chicagoland. Here's the factory orders. Factory orders fell 0.8% in June, reflecting a steep 1.9% decline in durable goods, revised from a minus 2.1. So, and if people aren't putting in their orders at the factories, they're going to shutter them soon. Maybe we'll see some layoffs coming this fall. And anyway, so let's go on to the next one here. Challenger job cut reports. What's this one all about? In what may be good news for Friday's employment report, layoff announcements slowed in August to 51,114. Hey, that's good news, right? Well, it would be from July's 66,414, but if you happen to be any one of those 51,114 just joining this morning, good morning to your our new listeners, you're laid off. You got the pink slip, and you don't have any work. That's not good news. They're going to be on unemployment in lines really soon. These data are not seasonally adjusted, which clouds month-to-month assessments, which are especially sensitive to seasonal change. That's right. They don't have their little mufflers on yet, haven't put on their mitties. We don't wear our sweaters yet at this time of the year. Here's the ADP employment report. The ADP is calling for a 91,000 rise in private payrolls for August. Down from a revised total of 1,009. God, good thing they're not dealing with hand grenades here. Anyway, considerably lower than they had estimated. They got 91,000. They were looking for 109,000 new jobs, but they just didn't get it. And that's the way it is. Well, let's go on to this one. The U.S. is urged to bar wasteful war contractors by a congressional commission. I guess these guys finally woke up, smelled the coffee. You're going to do anything about the budget deficit, you're going to have to go after military spending. We'll be right back.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Micro plant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Hey, America, it's your old friend W here. Do not tune into Truth Frequency Radio with Chris and Sherry every Saturday at 10 p.m. Central here on Oracle Broadcasting. Otherwise, the terrorists win.
So back into the news basket we go once again on the Bloomberg website, where we find Tony Capaccio writing this article in regards to the United States urged to bar wasteful war contractors by a congressional commission. All right, that's a suspicious U.S. dot. That's, you put it on your belt buckle, I guess. You get a cap or something. You wear the T-shirt. Suspensions and debarment can be powerful tools to protect the government's interest. I'm a little bit tired of this government's interest crap, you know? I don't know. How about you? How about, you know, the people's interest? You know, we set this government up to secure the blessing of life, liberty, and the pursuit of all that happiness stuff. And yet it's always talking about the FedGov's interest. In a 7-page summary of the Commission on Wartime Contracting, this goes all the way back to old Bernard Baruch and those war commissions. I mean, this goes back even further than that. Gustavus Myers, The History of the Great American Fortunes. You go back to Junius B. Morgan and all of those guys, the Vanderbilts, the DuPonts. They've been doing this program on us for a long, long time. But anyway, more than $30 billion has been wasted from U.S.-funded Iraq and Afghanistan contracts, not to mention all the money that Michelle Obama have been wasting with her husband on holidays, vacations, and golfing excursions. But anyway, more than $30 billion has been wasted from U.S.-funded Iraq and Afghanistan contracts. I'd say that all of Iraq and Afghanistan has been a wasted contract contract on the world. About one in every $6 of the $192.5 billion, one in six, spent on contracts and grants from 2002 to 2011, the panel said. Those findings were disclosed in a Washington Post column written by the commission's leaders and published in the newspaper this week, Washington Postal, fostering a culture of accountability. Apparently, they've been listening to Become Vocal Local as well. I'm sick and tired of hearing about responsibility. We want to start holding people to account. But fostering a culture of accountability, go back to the Medici, and double-entry bookkeeping, is especially difficult in war zones. Yeah, right. Where the contractor community is made up of U.S., local, and third-party nationals. Where gathering a stable of responsible, competitive companies is a challenge. Well, how about busting up that stable of hookers, whores, and prostitutes, huh? Get rid of them. The report summary said, you can't do it with the military. You've overextended yourself. Back down, get out. Go back and read Machiavelli, The Prince. Anytime you're dealing with contractors and mercenaries, you're dealing with trouble. The call for a crackdown could reinforce legislative proposals in the pending fiscal 2012 defense policy bill. They would require any defense contractor to quickly lose funding if a subcontractor is found to have connections to the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, or insurgent groups, you know, like AIPAC, JINSA, the CIA, the FBI, the State Department. The list goes on and on. The commission also recommended increasing staffing and authority of the Pentagon's primary oversight units. Isn't that always the mantra? Overworked, underpaid, and understaffed, right? So we'll hire more people to work for the Pentagon while we're dealing with waste and corruption in the private contractors. It's like six of one, half a dozen of the other. Continuing, improving the enforcement, the Pentagon on August the 16th put into effect one of the commission's ideas, authority to withhold contractor payments for significant deficiencies in any of the six primary business systems. Why, oh my goodness, I hope they didn't have to get a degree at a university to figure that out. The things we discover reading Bloomberg. The commission was established by the fiscal 2008 defense bill at the insistence of Senate Armed Services Committee members James Webb of Virginia and Claire McCaskill, oh so very disappointing, of Missouri. Both Democrats or straight up socialists, they remain on the panel, putting them in a position to press its recommendations in the next defense budget. Well, Claire, she's got dirty hands. It's shocking that the commission found such rampant waste, fraud, and abuse, McCaskill said. I mean to tell you, this woman is clueless. Or she's just a liar or a damn liar. Hard to figure out, Claire. Don't like you too much, my dear. I plan to begin working immediately to implement their recommendations. We've all been waiting breathlessly here in Missouri for Claire McCaskill to begin working. She hasn't been doing much of that lately. She votes for everything that's on the wrong side of the issue. Here are examples, range from $35 billion Congress has appropriated since 2002 to train, equip, and support the Afghan National Security Forces, to scores of health care centers in Iraq that far exceed the Ministry of Health's ability to maintain them. Health care centers in Iraq. Well, we wouldn't have to be involved in that process if we wouldn't have done everything that we could do to destroy their infrastructure, kill off all of their intelligentsia, run out all of their doctors, and then blow the hell out of all of their hospitals. Anyway, stupid is as stupid does, and America is packing stupid this morning. Jalil may lack support to lead Libya after helping to spark its revolution. So we got the economic hitman. And we got the economic hitmen. And we got the economic hitmen. And they're now rising to the fore. So the Albert Einstein Institute did real good. They picked the man. But he's not liked very well. So let's find out what they have to say. Chris Stephen, Masoud Darhali, and Flavia Krause-Jackson collaboratively write. Can you imagine three writers writing the same article yesterday? Mustafa Abdel-Jalil. Which one of those writers is the CIA plant, anyway? Mustafa Abdel Jalil, the first cabinet minister to break ties with Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi, has won praise from his countrymen and Western leaders. Even so, it's unlikely he will lead. You see how they turn on you there and rend you, Mustafa? You made the mistake. You were listening to the white guy. He's lying to you all the time. Even so, it's unlikely he will lead Libya after its transition from a dictatorship to a promised democracy. All right, from sanity to socialism. The 59-year-old former judge, well, that goes against him, who created a government in waiting from a loose coalition of exiles, nationalists, and regime defectors. Gosh, I wonder if they'll throw me in that card file one of these days. A loose collection of exiles, nationalists, and regime defectors is a, quote, wise and respected man of integrity, said Hassan Tadanaki, 53, a Cairo-based Libyan oil industry businessman whose family is spread among Tripoli, Cairo, London, and Abu Dhabi. He's kind of taking a couple of cards out of the Rothschilds playbook, it looks like. His only problem is that he's not into the political wheeling and dealing and maneuvering. My God, maybe we have an honest man here. He's someone who calls a spade, and not a shovel. And that sometimes is a problem. Well, yeah, in a politically correct worldview that we have to take on these days, if you call a spade, someone might call you anti-Semitic. Even under Gaddafi's four-decade iron rule, the iron rule, how come we didn't hear about this iron rule before this fracas began? Anyway, the people in Libya seem to be quite comfortable with Muammar Gaddafi. Abdel Jalal developed a reputation as the judge who didn't shy away from ruling against the regime. That attitude paradoxically led to his promotion to the justice minister in 2007. Wait a minute. You don't go around peeing on a dictator and then you get promotions. We're not getting the real story here. For a few years, Abdel Jalil worked to improve Libya's criminal code and human rights track record. U.S. diplomats, which were pretty fair, it sounds to me, in an embassy cable released this year by the group WikiLeaks, That's not quite a group. It's kind of my internet insurgency, I guess. Said he was, quote-unquote, considered to be a fair-minded technocrat. Technocrat. Underline that. Henry St. Simon. The technotalitarian era. Technocracy emerges.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers! From LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So apparently this Abdel Jalil is, you know, flitting around Europe and getting everybody to know him. He's getting a lot of FaceTime. He's getting some news time. But the people over there are not really looking to him as being the new leader. He's got all kinds of degrees. He's piled high. He's deep. But the jury is out. They're good people, and they mean well, but the jury's out on both of them, talking about these people that they've been looking at. And while a political future is assured for the NDC members who may want that, the chop job will be reserved for someone yet to emerge. I don't know whether that'll be their Mahdi Wadi or whomever it'll be, but it's going to be somebody. The leaders of today won't be those of Libya's tomorrow. That chapter is yet to be written, so we'll just have to wait to see who's appointed. As we know, listeners to this broadcast know more about technocracy than most, and we certainly understand that the captains of finance and industry will select their appointed dictator for Libya. Shrinking labor force may curb U.S. expansion. Wait a minute. What expansion? Anyway, Steve Matthews and Joshua Zumbrum collaboratively writing on this piece for Bloomberg. They started out saying, "This is not your mother's recovery, and this ain't your daddy's talk radio either." Women and baby boomers entering the American workforce after 1950 helped us supercharge expansions in 1975 and 1983 by filling an increasing number of jobs and purchasing more goods and services. That's right, they did. They got tired of swinging their purses on the sidewalk, and they all went into the job force, Rosie the Riveter and the whole crew. And the next thing you know, they wanted Visa cards, the right to vote, and all this other stuff, and abortions and all this other stuff, and sure enough, today, they outnumber the men in the job force. Well, I'm glad you wanted to work, girls, but now you're retiring, and that's not a good thing. Now, as the share of women with job falls, of course, Angela Merkel frightened me to death, opened the Bloomberg website this morning, and we got a full-on face view of that thing. My God. Anyway, I scrambled. I thought I'd opened a porn link or something. M&A, I don't know. Now, as the share of women with jobs falls, and older Americans are into retirement, getting into retirement, the shrinking, or at best, slowly growing workforce will weaken economic activity for the next two decades. And if we can shut off the hemorrhage coming across the southern border, we can slow this workforce down a little bit more, and maybe we get back to living a nice, quiet, mundane American life, living in the lap of luxury and freedom. Wow. The demographic changes may be the biggest and the least appreciated reason why the two-year recovery has slowed, because the rate of growth for labor and capital is, quote, the most important determinant of economic expansion, labor and capital. Land, labor, and capital. They skip that land thing there, being a bunch of Marxists as they are. But yeah, they're right. Land, labor, and capital. That is what drives economic expansion. And if you don't have no land and you got no labor, you got no capital, you are not growing. Anyway, they go on, continue. More retirees means slower household formation. Well, that's kind of a no-brainer. Reduced consumer spending, yeah. And downward pressure on equity prices as retirement cuts people's purchasing power. Of course, retirement doesn't really cut people's purchasing power. Inflation, that hidden tax, cuts people's purchasing power. Trillions gone missing. Not out of the Pentagon, we all know about that, but recently out of the stock market cuts people's ability to have purchasing power. If they broke, and it ain't no joke, they ain't going to be at Wally World. Household purchases rose at an average annualized pace of 3.2% in the quarter century that began in 1972. They rose at an average annual pace of 3.2% when the oldest of the boomers had turned 26, 1972. And averaged 2.8% since 1996 when they turned 50. According to Lonsky, he forecasts the decline will continue to between 2% and 2.5% a year as growth slows for Americans aged 15 to 49. 15 to 49. God bless you if you're in the workforce in that age range. Quote, weaker labor force does dampen the pace of the rebound. These are all things they just can't get away from. If we can understand sustainable development rightly, if we can boil it down to one word, and that word is demand, in order to continue to keep this house of cards floating, folks, we have got to be able to buoy up, we need to shore up, we need to prop up something that would otherwise fall on its own, and that is the environmental and developmental concerns. All right? It's the whole idea about the smart meters and all of these, you know, four-star energy efficient appliances that talk to one another and talk to the utility companies and talk to the NSA. You know, we got to keep buying these products. Buy, 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 buy. Mo, mo, mo. Got to have it. We should be lowering our sights on the potential gross domestic product compared to when our population was younger. So they're using failed economic models. Again, this John Maynard Keynes, the Lord Keynes, this Keynesian idea of spending your way to prosperity. Well, folks, we've spent the next 35 generations' wealth, and this generation is in decline. Bad news. Growth, the speed limit, anemic gains in the number of new workers has effectively cut the long-term, quote, speed limit for growth. right? Not to mention the fact that so many young people coming out of school today, not all of them, but many of them, the homeschoolers are in the lead. They didn't get the poison, but so many of them coming out of school today, they haven't really even received an education. They've just been marking time for the last 13 years. They're not ready for the job force. They're ready to sleep in grandma's basement. Or maybe they'll sleep in mom and dad's basement and grandma will sleep down there with them. Oh, baby. Older people tend to have lower incomes. Well, I'd say so. I mean, if you were doing really good, you know, in 1970, you were making $35,000 a year. Today, if you aren't making six digits, you ain't there, baby. You're not up there. You're not going to buy an Alfa Romeo suck UV. Ain't happening. It's not in your future. There will be fewer people in prime car buying years. In prime car buying years. Did you ever think of yourself as being in prime car buying years? And recreational goods and services are a young adult thing. I'd say so. Backpacks don't go over too well in the above 70 crowd. Anyway, what do you need a backpack for at that age? Anyway, the aging population also may hold down stock values for the next two decades as the boomers sell their shares to finance their retirement. Well, that's why they're stripping all the money out of the stock market. Trillions gone. That's why they're stripping the money out of all their retirement programs and retirement funds. Why? Because they want you broke. They want you dead. And if they can't kill you financially, they're going to do it with food. Your fork is killing you. Or that pill bottle. You carry around those pills. You say, oh, I've got to take my meds. Your meds? You claim them? You take them? My, oh, my. The mentality has shifted to preserving wealth rather than growing wealth. And that's what we talk about here all the time. Gold, silver, platinum, palladium, rhodium. You want to preserve your wealth. It's like an insurance policy against that hidden tax called inflation. All right? The mentality has shifted to preserving wealth, and with a government like this, no wonder. Rather than growing wealth. You grow wealth and it'll be taxed right away from you. They'll take the pennies off a dead man's eyes with less risky portfolio allocations. That's right. If it's denominated in Federal Reserve notes, get them out of your portfolio. Get into something real. A typical 65-year-old may have 50% of his portfolio in stocks. That was up to just a few days ago, where 50% of their portfolio held in stocks evaporated, which would drop to 30% at the age 80. Falker, Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco research paper released August 22nd. Falker forecast changing demographics will lead to a period when nominal GDP growth, which includes the impact of inflation, slows to 3.3%. Well, it's getting enough of that. You know, we're talking about sociology, putting man into a petri dish and slipping him under the microscope. The master blasters have been doing that for a long time. They're concerned. These numbers don't look good. All right. An estimated 72 million or 19.3% of the population will be 65 and older by 2030. Compared with 40 million or 13% in the 2010 Census Bureau. Quite the jump. While new college graduates will assume some jobs as retirees leave the workforce, young adults' share of the population is shrinking. The young adult share of the population is shrinking. By 2030, there will be 34 million people aged 18 to 24, representing 9.1% of the population. Down from 9.9% in 2010, according to the Census Bureau. The share of people aged 25 to 44 will drop to 25.5% from 26.8%. And folks, the cost of all of these geriatrics are on the backs of these 25 to 44-year-olds. They're also picking up the tab for the education and government babysitting of everybody from 0 to 25. So this 25 to 44-year-old group are going to be plucked like a dang cherry tree. And I hope you're not there. And if you are, you better make plans accordingly. We'll be right back.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
So if that all wasn't bad enough, then we get into this aspect of things, too. You know, you're underwriting, you're being asked to underwrite this green technology, all these green jobs. Well, that's coming out of your pocket, folks. That's where it's coming from, you know. It's not coming from corporations. They got all their money stashed in cash. They're not putting it in either. They're holding trillions. They're hanging on. They know that the devaluation's coming. They want to hang on to their cash. So should you. Well, I wouldn't hold on to your cash. It's going to go down in value, but certainly you might be considering precious metals. But here, you know, some people have really been excited about the green revolution. You know, it's all the green weenies. We talked about deep green resistance at the close of the broadcast yesterday, the liar Keith. Anyway, you know, they got your Earth First bunch, your tree huggers, your tree spikers, and all the rest of them out there. But here, solar purge drives the weakest into bankruptcy. Yeah, green jobs, green industries. Well, this is the same thing that happened with the railroads, Credit Mobilier, Credit Foncier. Happens all the time, folks, just repeating history. Solar purge drives the weakest into bankruptcies and buyouts with more deals coming. All right? Aaron Grusom and Andrew Herndon. Well, he might be Dutch. Could be. Writing this one for Bloomberg, the solar equipment industry has begun its biggest consolidation in at least 2 years. The solar equipment industry has begun its biggest consolidation. This is M&A, mergers and acquisitions. All right? This is all of this novel idea of all these patents, all these techniques, all this high-tech knowledge, all this brilliant young engineering getting bought up, you know. The Rothschilds moving in, picking it all up, putting it in their basket, you know, the Rockefellers, the Trilateralists, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Council for National Policy. The solar equipment industry has begun its biggest consolidation in at least 2 years as photovoltaic systems plunge in price, forcing weaker companies to team with competitors or close shop. All right? So just like Walmart, Walmart moves into your town and they offer falling prices on all that cheap Chinese plastic crap. Well, Dorothy, you can see it happening now with solar. Mergers and acquisitions announced so far total $3.3 billion, up 33% from $2.47 billion in all of last year. Data compiled by Bloomberg shows a lot of this research has been done in academia. That's at your tax dollar expense. It's been done by funding from the foundations, you know, and all of the funds in the foundations, that's money that has been taken out of the tax loop. This is the way the big guys avoid taxes, all right, by creating foundations. And then they take their money and they finance Brookings and other institutions to do their research on the back of academia. Of course, we've built all those schools. We've built those universities. We pay for the infrastructure. And other people profit. Evergreen Solar said today set a September the 20th meeting, excuse me, in a Delaware court for creditors owed $456 million. German solar panel maker Qcells SE, which is convertible bonds trading at 64% discount to face value, has said it's open to take over bids. Tumbling solar cell prices are provoking deals. Their 42% drop in 2011 stemming from tougher Chinese competition and declining solar energy incentives. All right, that's your tax dollars at work, solar energy incentives, giving them tax breaks. Okay, you don't have to pay taxes on the first $100 million. Well, just like Walmart, Dorothy, once these mergers and acquisitions get done and they drive out all the little guys and all of the startup companies, why, guess what? The prices are going to go back up and up and up as eventually Siemens, British Petroleum, and GE will control the marketplace. Even though the Chinese are in the business, don't forget that HSBC, you know, JP Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, Wells Fargo, these big banks, Deutsche Börse AG, Midland Bank, Lloyds, these guys are the guys that are really making the do-re-mi here, all right? Weaker companies who do not get their product costs down to competitive levels are going to disappear, said Christopher Blansett, an analyst for who? JP Morgan Securities. They'll be bought up. They'll go away. There is significantly more supply of solar modules than what? Than demand. Sustainable development. Reduce it to one word in your mind every time you hear it. Demand. We have got to shore up, sustain, prop up something that would otherwise fall, and that demand is the word, demand. They have to maintain that. A sell-off in solar stocks has made acquisitions cheaper. The Bloomberg Industries Global Large Solar Index dropped 36% this year through yesterday, compared with a 3.8% decline in the Standard & Poor 500 Index in that period. The pace of acquisitions is the fastest since 2009, when $6 billion were recorded. The biggest deals that year involved GCL, Poly Energy Holdings Limited, the Chinese maker of polysilicon, which is the raw material used in solar cells, which are combined into modules or panels that convert sunlight into power. At great expense, by the way. Boeing, free energy, right? Yeah. Boeing bets on the 737 MAX to win $1 trillion in jet orders. I hope they got their bets covered. Susanna Ray, you know, the more the TSA gets involved in transportation, the fewer people are going to be interested in taking a seat on a 737 MAX. Boeing company is counting on the 737 MAX. Are they paying attention to the demographics? As all of the geriatrics, you know, start to get older and older and their retirement savings dwindle and all of their wealth has gotten stolen from them by everybody out there that's doing it, do you think that they're actually going to spend the money to fly across the country to go welcome a new grandbaby someplace? Baby, that's old school. That's what we used to do when money was money. Men were men, and women were on the rise. Anyway, the new version of the world's most widely flown jetliners to help capture half of a $2 trillion market in the next 20 years and fend off a challenge from Airbus. And we'll just have to see about that. But they're planning 20 years out. I don't think they're too concerned about the end of the Mayan calendar. I don't think they're too worried about Elenin or whatever that is that's supposed to be out there threatening the Earth. I think they're looking forward down the road, and I would suggest that you do so as well. The director's go-ahead followed an agreement in July to sell 100 of the jets to American Airlines. Curiously enough, American Airlines is a Dallas or a Fort Worth, Texas-based plant company. And wasn't American Airlines included there with, I think, what was it, Delta? Who was it? On September the 11th. I wonder if they had any, I wonder if George Bush had any stocks in American. Well, he might have. The Airbus order broke an exclusive arrangement between Fort Worth, Texas-based American and Boeing dating to 1987, compelling the plane maker to shift to the quicker, cheaper option of upgrading the 737 from its stated preference of developing an all-new jet. So they're going to dust off the old technology, put some new paint on the outside of it, and they'll call it a 737, and away we go. Exxon. Oh, my. Exxon wins a Russian Arctic access in deal. I mean, if it isn't British Petroleum, it's going to be Exxon, and they're going to be all over the Arctic now. Of course, they're really hoping that HAARP will work and that they'll actually be able to melt big holes in the Arctic ice caps. Maybe they could get the poles to shift a little bit. That way they could come in there and stick their flag and through conquest and dominion access some of the untapped resources under the North and South Poles. But anyway, this by Ilya Kremnikov. Kremnikov. Yeah, she probably does vodka in her spare time. ExxonMobil Corporation, XOM, and OAO Rosneft, Russia's largest oil producer, entered a partnership that may generate as much as $500 billion of investments, Prime Minister Vladimir Putin said. Exxon and Rosneft agreed on a $3.2 billion exploration project today, project in Russia's Arctic waters and Black Sea, the company said today in a statement. The Moscow-based explorer, get this now, may also gain projects in the Gulf of Mexico and Texas, Putipu said, in Sochi. All right, Gulf of Mexico and Texas. Let's see, we got British Petroleum. And we got Rosneft, Russians. They're in Texas. The Chinese just bought into that, didn't they? And they're in the Gulf. And they're offshore of America. They're coming into offshore Alaska. And they're in the Arctic Ocean. Well, we'll be back. Hour number two, straight ahead.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.com. Team.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc. Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, and welcome back to our Wednesday, August the 31st, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com for a station ID. They're back into this article. The first hour of the broadcast covered a bit of news, financial news, and some other articles talking about the shrinking labor force in America, the solar purge, Boeing getting involved in things. The U.S. is urging Libya to do this, that, and the other thing that we wouldn't do. But this article is rather interesting. Is Exxon winning this Russian Arctic access in deal? A deal. It's going to be a really big deal. Exxon will explore the Arctic Kara Sea blocks that Rosneft, not Russian, had planned to develop with BP PLC, Beyond Petroleum, before that agreement fell apart earlier this year. Exxon Mobil Chief Executive Officer Rex Tillerson attended the signing between Neil Duffin, the company's president for development, and Rosneft CEO Eduard Kudenatov. Eduard. Exxon and Rosneft signed a January 27th preliminary accord for a $1 billion exploration project in the Black Sea's deepwater Tuops Trough. So, that's happening. Here's another one. The franc, that'd be the Swiss franc. The Swiss franc rose versus all of its major peers as the central bank refrained from announcing any new steps to curb its gains after intervening or referring to the currency's strength on the first three Wednesdays of August. So we've been hearing about this. I've been tracking this rise. It's not meteoric. It's been step by step by step by step by step for the last 2 years here on Oracle. The Swiss franc getting stronger and stronger and stronger. It's causing havoc in Switzerland. We read the story about the $160 cheese fondue. Wow. Anyway, they have to do something about this Swiss franc, but people are piling into the Swiss franc as a safe haven. Of course, it's still paper, folks. Get into the gold, get into the silver, protect your wealth. Anyway, the franc rallied from a near 5-week low versus the dollar and extended its advance against the euro this year to 7.3%, hurting the competitiveness of Swiss exports. You see, the stronger their dollar gets, the less desirable and the more costly their exports become. Everybody wants more cheap Chinese plastic crap, not expensive Swiss cheese. The euro weakened versus 14 of 16 major counterparts as data showed the euro area unemployment held at 10% for another month. The yen headed for a third monthly gain versus the dollar before a report that forecast to show U.S. employers added fewer jobs. And they did. We read it. It's right here on the browser. Let's pick up one more and say goodbye to the news basket. Fiat said to consider shifting the Italian SUV production to U.S. on the euro rise. So we did a lot of outsourcing and offshoring in the last couple of decades. And now, Fiat, of course, they bought Chrysler. Now, we're going to start having Fiat's Italian division coming in here to make cars in America. Why? Because the workforce here is what? I don't know. Willing to bargain? Or maybe they're counting on Mexicans. I don't know. Fiat S.p.A., the Italian car maker, which controls Chrysler Group LLC. Now, I don't know whether it controls all of Chrysler Group LLC. I'm not privy to the prospectus. I don't hold any shares here. But if that's the case, if Fiat S.p.A. is controlling the Chrysler Group LLC, then we need to understand that the Abrams tanks, etc., military equipment, are also controlled by the Chrysler Group LLC. And if Fiat is running that, they're running our military. Not good news. Anyway, we'll pick up that story, close out the news, right after this.
HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are back, and the call-in number again is 866-841-1065. If you'd like to call in and weigh in on these news and topics, you're certainly welcome to do so. Let's jump over to Ron in Missouri and say good morning to our caller, Ron. Good morning, Ron.
Well, good morning. One thing I need from you real quick before our mail runs is I don't know how to spell Exeter, Missouri, and I can't get you to spell Exeter, Missouri.
Well, Exeter, Missouri is spelled simply E-X-E-T-E-R. Exeter.
Okay, I'm going to order that DVD Sam told me about. I said, oh, I didn't know they had a DVD.
Well, I don't have a DVD, but it's a DVD disc that has the audio files.
Yeah.
Of all of the broadcasts. And here's a better way of going about getting that. You can get it directly from our archivist, Fritz, who's in the chat room, at show.archive.
Well, I'm going to do it the AML way. The $10 in the mail, and it's in the mailbox, and it's already out in the mail to you. It's gone.
Okay, very good. We'll look forward to that, and I'll ask our archivist to send you a copy as soon as I get you ready.
By the way, yeah, I put a note in there for you to call me, too. I like to talk to you off air, so I put my phone number in there. You know, you're talking about the pharmaceutical bunch about name it and claim it.
Yes.
Maybe they got together with those ministers, you know, the name it and claim it ministers.
Very likely to be in the same crowd. After all,
yeah,
they don't believe in the healing power of their spiritual guides, and so now they look at the guys in the sweats, actually they call them scrubs in the hospital, as being the new god on the planet, the pharmaceuticals and the medical doctors.
Yeah, I came across a little scam last night. I went to this meeting, and these people said that we can save you on your utility bills. Well, of course, that got me skeptical right up front. So I listened to their little spiel, and they want $495 for joining their little network.
Of course.
And I'm like, are you all just crazy? And I said, now, how much savings would it take you to get back $495?
It's called amortizing. It's called amortizing an investment, Ron, and you're absolutely right. You know, you hear about all this stuff. Think about how much money you could save on your monthly utility bills, folks, if you had just installed $25,000 worth of solar panels on your roof.
And get a government grant to do it. You know, so this guy said, well, if you don't believe me, call the BBB. Well, I did. Well, and there's like 391 complaints. They have an F rating. The Montana Attorney General's after them. The Securities Commission's after them. How many people will actually do, you know, he said, call the BBB. We have nothing to hide. Well, you know, how many people would do that, if you know what I'm saying? I called our St. Louis office, and they transferred me to the North Carolina office. They said, oh, we know this bunch real well.
Well, you locked in on it, you know, because this is one of the things. If you're doing a sales spiel, and I have to admit, I was a salesman. I could sell you just about anything. You know, I used to do door-to-door stuff. I would sell Lustercraft or Lusterware waterless cookware. They had the forerunner to the Ginzu knives. I've sold Electrolux vacuum cleaners door-to-door. I was a real estate salesman. I've worked in carnivals. You know, when I want to apply the sales things, we can do that. But you're absolutely right. One of the things you always do is, hey, if you got everything to gain and nothing to lose by trying, by all means, please try. You know, there's so many different pat lines out there. But one of the things that you do when you know that you really have a nasty track record is you just throw out that. You just say, hey, you can contact the Better Business Bureau. Ask. See for yourself. We're on the level. Well, once they've said that, the expert says that, then all the people in the audience fall back asleep. Nobody ever checks them out, but you did, and I'm glad you did.
Yeah, I was sitting there. I was doing a Google search and different stuff. He goes, what are you doing? I said, I'm searching your information on Google. I was sitting there doing a Google search while he was talking. And he said, you're one of those people that have to research before you believe it. I said, absolutely.
The nemesis of the sales clerk. That's it. That's it. You know, and what was the come on? How did they get you to come to the meeting? What was it? Something, an advertisement in the newspaper? Was it something you heard elsewhere?
No, this friend of mine said, hey, would you like to save on your utility bills? I'm like, I'm skeptical, but I'm listening. And she goes, come to this meeting. We can show you how to save all this money. And I'm like, okay. Well, see, her husband is in some sort of oil ventures over in Illinois. And he's always going to hit the big one. He keeps trying to get me to invest in his oil scams. And I'm like, do you think I'm just nuts?
You realize, of course, that you're the big one that he wants to hit.
Oh, I know. Hey, by the way, when you get my letter, give me a call, and I'll tell you the name of this company. I don't want to say it on the air and get you in trouble, but give me a call, and I'll give you the lowdown on all this garbage on this garbage. You got to do a little research on this. By the way, I love when you make fun of the Japanese and Chinese names, because this is your show's a riot. I was talking to Sam last night, and he told me about the DVD, and I said, hey, I got to get that. And so I put a $10 bill, and it's coming to you, and I'll be happy to have the archives.
I look forward to getting it.
Hey, your audio sounds real good. Don't change a thing. Whatever you've done, you sound great. Don't move a button over there.
All right. Well, I thank you for your call, Ron. I appreciate it, and it's always good to hear from the listeners. Thanks for calling this morning. Okay, so that's it. You know, this is one of the things we said before, you know, that as the economy gets worse and worse and worse, I'm telling you, it's going to. And we ain't seen nothing yet. I mean, people ain't, you know, their hearts aren't failing them for fear. They're not gnashing their teeth and wailing. They're not throwing all their idols out in the street yet. So as far as the Council for National Policy and all of the rest of the Apocalypse Now group are concerned, you know, we're deep into this apocalypse, but you ain't seen nothing yet. But as it continues, you're going to see more of these, the tin men and all of the hucksters that you could ever imagine are going to be surfacing. Why? Well, because they're broke and they're looking for some way to make money. And they're willing to go out and be a door-to-door salesman. I don't know. They'll be selling something, you know, waterless cookware door-to-door. Maybe all of a sudden we'll have a resurgence in the Amway business, or they're going to be selling pills, or they'll be selling water filters, or they're going to be selling camouflage tarps, or they're going to be selling fully automatic SKS rifles. I don't know, but it's going to continue, and it's going to continue, and it's going to continue. And you're going to take somebody else's laundry in, they'll do theirs, it'll be the new economy. It's the new economy, stuck on austerity and stuck on stupid. But anyway, that's what we're looking at. Let's go back to this article and close out this news basket for this morning one more time. Again, Fiat is said to consider shifting the Italian SUV to production to the U.S. Now, you know, these boxes on wheels, you know, with all the glass windows and stuff like that. When I was little, my dad, an airline pilot, he was interested in the Volkswagen. He thought that the Volkswagen microbus would solve all of his problems. Of course, he had a Peugeot. You know, it's a very nice car. But it really would seat five at the outside. And unfortunately, there were five children, two adults, and we were all trying to crowd in this car. And he frequently said when he was driving that he couldn't see out. You can imagine what a pickle that would be, you know, trying to drive with all those heads in the car. Trying to see through all the heads was sometimes difficult. So he decided he was going to get a little bit more airspace around himself. So he bought a Volkswagen microbus, all right, with the sun windows along the roof and a big full-back sunroof on it. Anyway, so we'd go down the road, and there would be my mom and dad sitting up front in the captain and queen chair, and then all the rest of us would be in the back, and a couple of beagles looking out the windows or hanging their heads out. And, you know, from time to time on a nice day, we'd pull back the sunroof up there, and there'd be, you know, five heads poking out in the wind. And it was fun. We got along with the dogs. Dogs got along with us, and we enjoyed the Volkswagen microbus. But that was the forerunner to this idea of SUVs. Of course, Chevy van came along. That was always kind of a gas-guzzling thing anyway. And then there was the Dodge version of the same, and Ford had the same. And they always kind of stunk inside. The engine was right in there with you, and if the seals were bad, everybody was gassing. Anyway, we'll talk about this Fiat shifting the Italian SUVs over here right after this.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm.
Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
Sort of shorten what could be an otherwise very long story about the Volkswagen with all the little heads in it. You know, you could even run around in the back, and it was kind of cool and had a flat floor and, you know, all of the engine and all of that. That was all in the back right over the wheels, which was really a brilliant idea on my father's part, because when you're driving around on the icy roads in Alaska in the wintertime, you really want to have all that weight right on those on the top of your driving wheels. Of course, once he got us all into the Volkswagen, he discovered pretty soon that it was difficult to get the Volkswagen to start when it was 60 degrees below zero. That's another story for another time. But then he decided that now that he'd gotten the young people and his family all over into the bus, that he would be able to get a real nice cruiser for himself. So he bought a new Saab for himself, and that's what he drove back and forth. Of course, that was an intelligent automobile as well, because just like the Volkswagen, it too had its engine over the wheels. But this time, the engine was up front. It was a two-cycle, and it was right over the wheels, and it was a front-wheel drive car, so that Saab could go and anywhere you wanted to go. All you had to do is just push the pedal to the metal and steer, and away you go. No spinning out with the Saab. Great automobile that one was. Anyway, now we're talking about Fiat bringing its Italian, and I like to call them suck UVs. That's what they do. They suck up an awful lot of gas and a lot of money to buy one. Anyway, these ex-suck UVs, production of the U.S. on the rise of the Euro, they're bringing over their Jeep. I thought Jeep was an American thing, you know, Sad Sack, Beetle Bailey, you know, the guys who used to ride around the Jeep all the time, remember MASH and all that. Anyway, they're going to bring their Jeeps back here to the United States along with their Alfa Romeo brand sport utility vehicle, Alfa Romeo. That stuff used to be really spendy, I may be still. Anyway, from its oldest plant in Turin to North America and build a smaller city car at the factory instead. So the Europeans get the high mileage stuff and we get the suck UVs. Well, that's the way it goes. We're the consumers. Fiat may assemble a yet to be built subcompact car at their Mirafiori. I'm going to get chewed out for not saying that one right, I'm sure. Mirafiori. Fettuccine Alfredo. Plant after the strengthening euro against the dollar made the possibility of building SUVs mainly destined for the U.S. a less competitive option in Europe. In other words, they're just going to bring them over here and build them here. So in this interoperable, interdependent, interconnected world, we're going to start onshoring manufacturing. Wow. Will the circle be unbroken? Here's an interesting one sent to us by Vicki Davis. Everybody knows Vicki Davis, friend of the broadcast, friend of mine. She's got a website out there, channelingreality.com, the greatest secret known to man, Vicki Davis. Anyway, she sent me this one. I'm glad to get it. This is a Brookings Senior Fellow speaks at the annual Jackson Hole Economic Policy Symposium. All right, so it wasn't just Benjamin Bernanke opening his pie hole. Others spoke there as well. Over the weekend, economists and central bankers gathered at the annual Jackson Hole Economic Policy Symposium hosted by the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City. It's that Plosser's home ground, I think, isn't it? Brookings senior fellow Eswar Prasad. Eswar Prasad. I don't know if he believes in the Sharia law, but anyway, he's going to speak to us. Presented a paper that now analyzes recent trends in global financial integration. Recent trends, now listen, in global financial integration. Talk about a one world order. The bank is the new temple, interoperable, interconnected, interdependent, and examines whether the global financial crisis has reversed this process. We talked about that the other day, the downfall, the pitfall of a global economic system, a global economic order, when a small country has an independent financial system and it goes gunny sack, everybody wrings their handkerchiefs and sends humanitarian aid. But when you put it all together in one big box, interoperable, interdependent, and interconnected, and the financial system goes south as it is today, the globalist nightmare, the utopian dream, starts to be revealed. Because then the whole house of cards collapses. Not a good program. Prasad's work also explores the evolving roots of major advance in emerging markets in the world economy and proposes the creation of a mechanism for global liquidity insurance. QE 16, 17, and 18 on a global scale. Global liquidity insurance. That goes back to the New York banking system. In fact, that was how we created the Federal Reserve System originally. I'll have to drag that article out from the Britannica and share that with you. This mechanism for global liquidity insurance that would force a quick, that's like the FDIC, that would force a quick adjustment of global imbalances, particularly for emerging markets. Now, before you snooze out, listen to this. This is what's coming out of Jackson Hole. This is what's coming down the pike in the near future. The financial crisis was only a brief pause in the process of global financial integration. In the past, foreign currency external debt dominated the external liabilities of emerging markets. Foreign currency external debt. That has now shifted with the FDI and portfolio equity accounting for a majority of liabilities. You know, one time we had strict liability. If you blew it, you blew it big time and you took it in the shorts, but you took it individually. Today, we have limited liability. LLCs, the limited liability corporation. That means if you blow it, well, hey, everybody can play, everybody can win, right? The asset positions of emerging market external balance sheets, not just for China, are becoming increasingly dominated by foreign exchange reserves. And so every morning I give you the foreign exchange market just so that you're aware that it exists and where to find it, forex.com and other things like that. All right. Again, it's become increasingly dominated by foreign exchange reserves, mostly held in government bonds. We give you the bonds every morning, issued by the four major reserve currency areas. Here they are: the euro, the U.S., the euro area, Japan, and the United Kingdom. Of course, you really can't separate them. The same banking houses are intermarried and intertwined throughout all of that. And they have been ever since the time of the Medici. Sovereign debts of the major reserve currency areas are on steeply increasing trajectories. Steeply increasing, in other words, going straight up. Sovereign debt going straight up. You could call it a parabolic rise. Steeply increasing trajectories with a substantial fraction of the global increase in central government debt over the next 5 years, likely to be accounted for by advanced economies. All right, we are going to be holding all that debt, especially in the U.S. and Japan, as the safety of these assets comes into question. Again, this is coming out of Jackson Hole. This is one of these nodding banksters in the $5,000 suits, okay? Academia coming in to speak as the experts who say, as this debt over the next 5 years likely to be accounted for by the advancing economies, especially in the U.S. and Japan, as the safety of these assets comes into question. The risk on emerging market balance sheets has now shifted mostly to the asset side. These countries may be forced to rethink the notion of advanced economy sovereign assets as being safe assets, although they are certainly highly liquid. And again, we go back and think about it. The Institute for New Economic Thinking, George Soros, Bretton Woods too. This is their new economic thinking. Self-insurance by countries through accumulation of ostensibly safe assets is becoming increasingly costly. Self-insurance. All right, what are they telling us? They're telling us we need a new global central reserve bank. Right? That's where it's going. The quasi-fiscal costs of sterilizing reserve accumulation. Quasi-fiscal costs. Now, what are they saying? I've shared with you over and over again. The Federal Reserve's got two, you know, that's the monetary policy. And whenever you talk about monetary activity. They have certain monetary policy. Go up and look at the Federal Reserve Bank's website on the left-hand side. You can click on the policy and you can see the various tools they have in their toolbox. But this article is addressing fiscal policy, and that's legislative.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans. The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So I took advantage of the moment between their break there and ran over to the shelf, grabbed down this Encyclopedia of Britannica. Here I'm finding what I needed to refer to. this is going to talk about the Suffolk system, S-U-F-F-O-L-K system, 1818 to 1858. The system created by the Suffolk Bank of Boston provides an illustration of private control of the banknote issue by the bankers. Drop down a bit. The Suffolk, in fact, paralleled the function of the Bank of the United States and was itself in a rudimentary way engaged in central banking. In one important respect, it was more advanced than the Bank of the United States, for other banks maintained with it balances to which their notes were debited, whereas the Bank of the United States, as it received the notes of other banks, demanded payment accordingly. The Bank of the United States, in other words, regulated banks as their creditor. The Suffolk regulated them as their debtor. The latter relation became typical of modern central banking. Now, dropping down a little more, a public attempt to the same purpose was represented by the New York Safety Fund, established by legislative enactment, this is fiscal, in 1829. The provisions of the act required the maintenance by the banks of a general fund administered by the state for the redemption of the notes of banks that failed. This was, in a real sense, a forerunner of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. Thank you, semi-photographic memory. Anyway, that's what's being spoken of right here. Self-insurance by countries through accumulation of ostensibly safe assets is becoming increasingly costly. The quasi-fiscal, in other words, quasi, it's extra-constitutional, it's extra-governmental, it's got to be because there is no global government yet. The quasi-fiscal cost of sterilizing reserve accumulation, sterilizing, that's this toxic debt, the toxic slime that is, you know, Greece is suffering from, Italy is suffering from, Portugal, Ireland, Spain, everybody, you know, everybody. But they're talking about sterilizing reserve accumulation and the welfare costs of financial repression. How bold. Financial repression. Are you feeling financially repressed? Well, you are if you're living under forced austerity, as they are now in Greece, are likely to rise as the demand for financial capital increases worldwide. Everyone demands capital. We have to have capital, land, labor, and capital. But the big guys, all these banks we bailed out with all the trillions, GE and all the big corporations, they're holding on to the capital. They're waiting for the new system to emerge. Emerging market economies need a simple insurance mechanism. Once again, this idea of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation stems back to and looks at the Suffolk system in 1818 to 1858. Emerging market economies need a simple insurance mechanism that is characterized by ex ante rather than ex post conditionality. There's one of those cool words, conditionalities, in terms of a country's macroeconomic policies and does not involve the stigma associated with the International Monetary Fund and involves an unconditional payout at a time of a balance of payments crisis, a time of balance of payments crisis. For emerging markets, the major risk from capital inflows are now less about balance of payments crises arising from dependence on foreign capital than about capital inflows accentuating domestic policy conundrums. And so there's the article right out of Jackson Hole. And with that, let's jump over and go to our archivist and say good morning to Fritz in Missouri. Good morning, Fritz.
Good morning, everyone. How are you all?
Well, I'm doing fine.
And all of you, Will.
All
yeah, I like this idea. I like this idea of sterilizing the bankers. I think that's a great idea.
It would be a beginning, would it not? If we could start with sterilizing the race of lawyers and then turn around and sterilize the race of bankers, we might be on a path to recovery.
For sure. Well, listen, we have some great news here. We won't have any of this toxic insurance problem anymore because our county commission voted Monday morning to create a new floodplain ordinance.
How handy.
And, of course, this is with no public discussion. They have a big meeting once a month with in the big room, and this has never been brought up in public. But it was very interesting the way the commissioner broached this as they went through the agenda on Monday morning, and he said, well, Well, they want us to create this ordinance. So I think I've got some books back here with some model ordinances in it, and we'll just use one of those.
That would be the International Code Council's body of model codes and model acts, and if you look in there, you'll find it. You can also go right straight to FEMA, and you can get their model ordinance from them as well. So now you've got FEMA on top of you. Your county is moving down the rabbit hole. The floodplain ordinance is going to require a floodplain administrator. That individual is going to come out of somebody's going to get the tap for that. They'll go off and get their training, and you have now embarked on this process where the county commissioners will be wearing the hat of insurance salesmen for FEMA, for Travelers, for AIG, and the rest of them as they try and move people up, out, and away from floodplain areas so that they can reduce the opportunity for repetitive loss claims.
Yes, they're the rabbits, and I'm the turtle. And if I'd have moved down here about a year earlier, I might be a little more ahead of the game. But luckily, in my little folder Monday, I had a printed out article from World Met Daily, 1999, St. Louis Sustainability or something. I don't have it in front of me. If you Google, I originally found it by Googling St. Louis Enables Agenda 21. And up popped this article from 99, and it kind of outlines the history of and where Agenda 21 came from. And so I ran into the clerk's office, and she ran me off three copies after the meeting, and I gave copies of those to the three commissioners with the explanation that might give them a little better understanding of the history of sustainability and who's behind the model codes and acts.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I'm afraid there's a freight train heading this way.
Well, have you taken the opportunity yet to go up on the FEMA's website and go to their Getting Started with Hazard Mitigation Planning workbooks and get some of that material together so that the next time this panel, August panel, convenes or in the in-between, you can go and talk to each of them individually? I think if you showed them some of this material with pertinent questions following, you might be able to discern, number A, whether or not they actually knew about it in advance and were well-versed on the topic, but they're just not revealing it to you on a need-to-know basis, or B, they're acting basically in ignorance. If you can find them acting in ignorance, you might be able to enlighten that ignorance before their stupidity kills your county.
That's what I'm hoping. Well, I haven't dissected all that, but I had thought about taking this hazard mitigation workbooks to our regional or our county emergency supervisor Doris Kaufman.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's just so many things to do. There's so many things to do. I could make a career out of it, and I'm the only guy in the county, I think, that gets it.
Well, this is one of the reasons, Fritz, why I try and encourage people to start their property rights groups right where they are, largely, so that you can spread the work out. Many hands make light work, but also, let's understand some of this, back up a little bit, and realize that in the Getting Started with Hazard Mitigation Planning, and I've shared some of this material directly on air, they make great hay. I mean, there couldn't be anything better now for everybody along all the counties that are abut or close to or within the floodplain of either the Mississippi River, the Missouri River, the Arkansas River, or any of our inland territory here. All of those watersheds now, they can make great hay out of all the articles about all the flooding and, oh, my goodness, the nuclear reactor was threatened, and, oh, my goodness, all the, you know, little, why not, my not, floats away down the stream, you know. They can make so much hay with this now that they will be able to bring in and on to these people, unsuspecting, and all the residents of all of these counties. They'll be able to bring this hazard mitigation plan to the fore now better than any other time. And so it's no surprise to me that your county has bit the bullet and run with it, just as now all along the eastern seaboard, after Goodnight Irene passed by, they're going to be doing exactly the same thing.
Yes, there's already a law in the books in Missouri. I found a statute that says that the commissioner can create water district easements pretty much by declaration.
Well, this is a little bit different than a water district easement. What a water district easement is that if you're going to extend a water line or a fire hydrant loop or something into an area, the engineers prepare the documents, and then they say that they're going to need to have a 25-foot wide on either side of the water line, the proposed water line, a construction easement, and then they're going to need to have a 10 or a 15-foot wide or a 20-foot wide permanent easement over that line, and that the property owners are stopped from actually building anything on those in those easements. And that's typical. But that's not quite the same. What we're looking at here is something entirely different. It's a transformation. It's a radical transformation of property ownership, in that when you have a piece of property that's in a floodplain, the idea is that you come in and basically buy it out, floodplain buyouts, or condemn the land as being perpetually prone to flooding and never to be occupied by man again. Very drastic. Hang on there, Fritz. We'll go to break. Come right back.
Right.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, microplant powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As we breeze into the last segment of today's two-hour broadcast, if you'd like to get online here in this last segment, we'll set aside the other material we had, and you're welcome to call in at 866-841-1065. Again, that's 866-841-1065. If you've got something on your mind, a question you want to ask, comment you'd like to make, feel free to call in, as Fritz has done. Now, Fritz, as we were going in, you know, we're just trying to throw out some of the background that you already are aware of in regards to FEMA, the Hazard Mitigation Planning System, et cetera. But what do you think the prospects are of being able to gin up a bit of public resistance to this and to question them bringing on, as in the form of an ordinance, something as dramatic, as drastic, and as deep, and ultimately as expensive as this floodplain ordinance, which ultimately will lay on the back of the taxpayer the necessity of paying, I think it's 20% on all the properties that are purchased out of, it's in this floodplain buyout process, purchased out of the floodplain. I mean, that's money that nobody at this time has in their budget. Can your county actually afford to move on this?
This county is so broke that they'll take help. They will, you know, and this county is poor, and they've always been poor, and it's heavily traditional Democrats, and I would say 75% of them are receiving government funds, and they think that the government, the federal government, is supreme over our local laws. So, honestly, I'm not optimistic.
Well, it is kind of the Politburo mentality.
The one big Republican guy I know, or that I've met and talked to, when I go to the commission meetings on Monday morning, his office is right across the street, so sometimes I'll take in something that I printed and leave it with the secretary, but I'm not getting any, I think he's more of a rhino. I'm not getting any responses from him.
Well, restyling the argument, you know, maybe looking into the ideological background a little bit more of the Democratic Party would be appropriate, and styling this from the standpoint of entitlements and things like that. You know, are you entitled to a free use of your property? Are you entitled to, you know, the monies that you receive from in benefits and whatnot? And try and find a way of styling it more, if you're not in a Republican predominant county, style these very same things from the standpoint of liberty and freedom and democracy and all of that sort of stuff. Don't you think that folks, you would really have been better if your county commission had decided to move on this, that they'd had a series of public meetings where you would actually be able to participate in the democratic process of selecting this program, or you know, style it something like that, and try and build the dialogue to be able to talk to the people who traditionally vote Democratic?
Yes, I have to find those leaders, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there is other good news. I'm not going to give up hope yet. The sheriff brought in a laptop, of which we were just granted 6 laptops for the sheriff cars, and they were granted to us by the Missouri Police Officers Association. So they'll be able to track and trace us from their cars now, and they were all excited about that. And also, the DOD wants to give us a Hummer. So we're moving right along, and I hope that very soon.
That sounds almost pornographic.
Well, I told them that they ought to make sure it's not radioactive.
Yeah, that would be a good move.
and I guess that, you know, we can look forward pretty soon to the flak jackets and the tasers and the machine guns, too.
Well, a tank or two would probably be good for your county. You know, that it ups their ante a little bit, makes them gives them a little bit better of a police and military presence. And I'm sure, you know, that the first responders would enjoy that cover. You know, when they go in on one of these SWAT raids, it's always nice to roll up with an Abrams and point it at the house. If nothing else, they can use the nozzle of the howitzer to break the door down, and they do that from time to time. But, you know, it looks to me, though, right now you've got an ideal opportunity, and I think that a letter to the editor would be appropriate, following that up maybe with an art get together with the editor of the newspaper. I did that here in the O Show. We had a reporter, John, who was turning out a lot. That's contagious. turning out a lot of the Ozark Property Rights Congress meetings. He was also keeping a pretty good close eye on what we were doing as we had booths at all the fairs and whatnot. So I went up and I spent almost 2 hours, and I went through and I did a complete review of not only Agenda 21, but the hazard mitigation planning system with him in his office at the newspaper. And I think it was very productive. He didn't stay with the newspaper much longer than that. I think once he started to see what he had been writing in support of, once he got a snootful of it, he wasn't too happy. But perhaps if you could get together with the newspaper editor or one of their feature reporters, you might be able to bring that information out so that the reporter could take action on it and pick up the story. Of course, it's a timeline between then and them getting fired from the newspaper, depending on who the editorial and ownership is. But that would be something more powerful than just doing letters to the editor. Actually, go in and work with one or more of the staff of the newspaper. Bring them up to speed. Get them on your side.
Well, we have a staff of one when it comes to reporters, and it is the editor, and he's also the sits on the board of the library. You know, I was hoping to be able to make comments. In February, I presented the Ozark National Heritage Area issue to the full body of citizens at the commission meeting, at the big commission meeting, and it took them 3 weeks to publish the minutes of that meeting because they kept rewriting the minutes. And my comments were pared down to one sentence. And since then, the commission meetings have been called work sessions, and they don't take minutes anymore.
Yeah, and you'll notice how that works out. You know, you come in, and you can always tell when, you know, what kind of a meeting you're in, if you're in a consensus meeting or if you're in a work session. They started out with, they'll look at the clock and they'll say, well, folks, it's 7 o'clock. Let's go ahead and get started. Now, the opposite of that is it's 7 o'clock, a call the meeting to order. If they call the meeting to order, right, operating under parliamentary procedure and Robert's Rules of Order prevails. But if they say, well, folks, it's 7 o'clock, let's get started, you know you're in a consensus situation, and making motions and expecting minutes is just about out of luck.
Absolutely. So now the commissioner said he wanted to have lunch sometime, but I left my number with the clerk, but I haven't heard from him yet. So we'll see how things go. I'm not in the mood to do this every day. I got to tell you, it's hard.
It's oppressive. We're dying a death of a thousand cuts here, and unfortunately, there's lots of work and there are very few hands, and I understand your situation. Again, I just underline and reiterate, you know, if you can start close to you, start locally, and try and build up a group, you know, you can split the work up amongst several people. One person can specialize in this, one person can specialize in this research. You can put together ideas and plans, because, you know, if we fail to plan, we plan to fail, and if we fail to act, we fail for sure. So these are just some important things that we need to be looking at. And I know I can understand and appreciate exactly what you're saying, Fritz, because I experience it every day here. It's so hard for those few activists that we have to be able, you know, to attract others and recruit others into the process. Everybody's all out there trying to, you know, bring in the crops out of the field for the fall and get their, you know, households in order and so on and so forth. But we just don't have enough people, boots on the ground, as they say, to really make big progress in this time of need. But, you know, there's nothing we can do about it. It kept coming up, you know, keep picking up the bat and stepping up to the plate and swing when you can. And my mind, my heart's with you on that.
I appreciate it. Well, I guess I better go get my voting precinct map, too, so I can see where I am.
Absolutely. That's your first. That should be the first step in everybody's mind. They need to know where their little domain is. This is the place where we begin. And if we can find other people in neighboring voting precincts and encourage them to start a precinct group right where they are, then instead of trying to drum them all over the whole county, everybody's working in close and tight right to themselves. And in a time of austerity, it couldn't be better than to work close to home. But I thank you for the call this morning, Fritz. Keep us informed, and thanks for all the work you do on the archives.
Thanks for your time, everybody.
Okay,
and William.
Thank you. Bye for now. Okay, so that's Fritz. If you want archive copies, you can do that of the broadcast. He's got the DVD up and hot and ready with lots more archive stuffed into it. You can just simply put it into your email account, show.archive@gmail.com, show.archive@gmail.com. And for a 10 spots, you're going to get well over a year's worth of broadcasting right at your fingertips. You know, you're welcome to make burn copies of them and hand them out to other people. Spread the word. We need more workers in this battle, and your participation is required. Thanks for listening. I'll be back again tomorrow. Until the next time, good day.
One state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Enerfood, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.